This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Victor Carrasco. Victor is the Chief Executive Officer of the East Los Angeles Doctors Hospital. He'll talk to us about that hospital. He'll talk to us about what's going on in L.A. and L.A. County with COVID currently, and also advice for leaders, for emerging leaders. Victor, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Victor Carrasco. I'm the current Chief Executive Officer for East Los Angeles Doctors Hospital in Los Angeles.
And tell us a little bit about East Los Angeles Doctors Hospital, a little bit of the history, a few points of pride in the institution. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. East Los Angeles Doctors Hospital is a 127-bed community hospital. We have been serving the East Los Angeles community for about 70 years. We're considered a safety net hospital in this community. We serve about a population of over 1.5 million residents. And our community typically are, you know, low income, working poor. Some are new immigrants, definitely an underserved community, and typically, have the basic services of the hospital, emergency services, 24-hour, emergency services. We do focus a lot on providing cost-effective quality care, to this community. And, as many hospitals have been impacted severely by the COVID pandemic.
And what are you seeing currently with the COVID pandemic? And then second, I want to ask, with safety net hospitals, how do safety net hospitals sort of get through the economic pandemic that also comes with this pandemic in terms of, I assume that a lot of the pay is indigent, a lot of it's Medicaid and so forth, and a lot of it's grants of different kinds. What are you seeing with COVID? And then I want to talk to you about the economics of safety in the hospital and how that looks going forward in a couple of years.
Sure. So for the COVID pandemic has certainly tested not only the fabric and the industry as a whole, but in our local community, we're seeing a lot of patients that are coming in. We've had two surges, one in July, well, three really, one in March, one in July, and the current one that we're under right now. In this surge, we have seen quite a bit of severe illnesses in patients that are coming in late stages of COVID, usually younger patients. And we're affected severely or disproportionately, because we serve an underserved community to begin with. We often are the primary care for these patients, so it's not like they have access to telehealth, which has been a lifeline for many communities. But in ours, it's a little different. You know, our patients sometimes don't have access to Wi-Fi in their homes or even, services, cell phone services that would have the type of data packages. So things like that have contributed to late sort of diagnosis of COVID. We've seen, many patients with comorbidities, such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, which is predominant in our community, and also been affected as a result of that. So that doesn't really help matters when it comes to, once they admit. Another issue we've seen is staffing. I think that's a given for anybody, right? Our healthcare worker force was already low or underserved, and this community was underserved medically. And the staffing has been challenging at most, not only locally, but, within the county of LA and obviously the state and obviously the country. But it does affect us quite a bit. Not only have we seen an early exit of professionals from the industry, locally we've seen that, obviously very acutely here, nurses retiring early, some physicians retiring early, some physicians self-quarantining because of this pandemic. In our community, we have an issue with physicians that are at the end of their careers and not necessarily want to take that risk. So that adds a challenge to us. But, the good thing is that we're also very creative and have used telehealth to our advantage. So that has helped to sort of, fill that gap in care.
And then, Victor, talk for a moment about a remarkable job taking care of one of the nation's safety net hospitals. how does the hospital economically get through this period of time? Talk to us about that. Then I want to ask you about advice for leaders.
Sure. So, you know, East LA is primary mission is to serve this community in terms of the best quality health care that we can provide. And, you know, you add the burden of, reimbursement and the disproportionate amount of Medicaid or Medi-Cal patients that we have, about 60-70% of our patients qualify for some form of Medi-Cal, Medicaid benefits. And it's tough, I won't deny that. But I think the creativity around making sure that we, watch our spending, we focus on, our census and our daily staffing very acutely every single day to ensure that we have the right coverage, but also that we're watching our dollars. Even though there was an increase in some reimbursement through the government, specifically CMS, it does affect us because that even that increase has not necessarily allowed us to, be as to cover our our costs as much as we like. We're very careful on how we spend our dollars and where we spend our dollars. But I think the bigger picture is this pandemic has definitely changed sort of the economics of healthcare as a whole, as well as even utilization patterns. You know, in the past, we would have, quite a bit of ER visits and even admissions. But we've seen that decrease, because of the pandemic. But we also think that there may be or may have been some form of overutilization, especially in a community like ours, due to the lack of primary care. So I think, if anything, that's been a lesson learned out of all of this and something that will change and hopefully will change, how our patients in communities like this access care, or whether there will be additional, ways that we can produce additional clinics as well as additional access to care. As a matter of fact, we as a hospital did decide this year to add a specific hospital-based clinic to open in January as a result of what we see in the community, lack of access to specialists in our community, lack of, primary care providers. So that has been a very positive thing that came out of this.
Fantastic. And talk to us a little bit, Victor. You're level-headed, great leader. Talk a little bit about what advice you would give to emerging leaders and being good leaders.
You know, I've been thinking about that question and that concept for a while. I think pre-COVID and post-COVID, and I think during COVID, right? Because I think that leaders need to understand their leadership style and to be flexible to the situation that they're managing. You know, I have three basic sort of pieces of advice that I would give any leader at any level, especially those that are coming into leadership. I think that one thing that has helped us tremendously is to communicate often, to communicate clearly, but to communicate with empathy. I think that has helped us to really understand some of the issues that we have. Not only here in the hospital, but how to deal with and respond to some of the issues that have come up. I think the second one would be, to really understand your leadership style and be prepared on how you're going to respond, again with an open mind and to actively listen. I think we forget a lot of times what that means. To really listen to what are the issues. There are times when, staff come up to me and they just really want to vent. There's nothing really that they want me to do, but just to vent. And I think that has helped a lot. And really that's the last part is to be that individual that, people can come to you and be open and be vulnerable. And I think that's very important, specifically right now and where everybody is, overwhelmed. And even burning out, I think that's very important.
And the empathy point is so critical. I mean, you're in so many levels. And also this concept of when somebody wants to vent to you, sometimes you have to understand, and I love how you put this, that they're really just wanting to vent to you as opposed to trying to solve their problem that moment. They just really want to be have a chance to vent and let you know how they're thinking, and it goes hand in hand with your point on empathy. I mean, it's a fascinating point in empathy. It's so many different issues that come out of that discussion, which we'll have a different time. Victor, I want to thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today and East Los Angeles Doctors Hospital. Just magnificent and great work you're doing and caring for an underserved community, and just fantastic what you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.